BBC News with Neil Nunes. A report by a leading rights group has found that sexual violence against women in North Korea is regarded as a normal part of life. Human Rights Watch spoke to more than 50 defectors and concluded that powerful men see nothing wrong in what they're doing, while women feel unable to report abuse, fearing social disgrace. South Korea's Supreme Court has ruled that religious belief is a valid reason to refuse to do military service. Conscientious objectors have for decades been punished for refusing to serve. More than 900 pending cases could be affected by the ruling. A group of international scientists say the world's oceans have soaked up 60% more heat than had been thought over the last few decades. Writing in the journal Nature, they say this will hamper efforts to control global warming. The Peruvian opposition leader has been ordered to spend 3 years in prison whilst she awaits a trial for corruption. Keiko Fujimori has been accused of taking $1 million in bribes from a Brazilian firm. President Salva Kiir has described the civil war in South Sudan as a complete betrayal of the people. He told a crowd the war had been a naked power struggle and apologized to the country's citizens. A synagogue in California has been daubed with anti-Semitic graffiti 4 days after a deadly Jewish attack on a Jewish worshippers in the city of Pittsburgh. Police are investigating the vandalism south of Los Angeles. A court in Malawi has halted work on a statue of Mahatma Gandhi after critics accused the Indian independence leader of using racial slurs against black people. Campaigners from a group called Gandhi Must Fall won an injunction suspending construction of the statue, which is part of a $10 million building deal with India. That's the latest BBC News.